thankful for the half-filled glass, with thankful spelled with two L's for a reason. I have a blog, and it is spelled that way because it means fully thankful for the half-filled glass. From a former head of Thanksgiving Square, another Thanksgiving with the pandemic, however you define it, however you deal with it, I made a promise to myself that I would listen to all definitions and the ways that different people deal with it. But of course, I can do it because I'm Grandmother Thanksgiving, having been the head of Thanksgiving Square in Dallas from 2002 through almost the end of 2010. Why do I have to be thankful for the half-filled glass? Well, to begin with, I give thanks for the gift of life and for you, whoever and wherever you are. For a start, I'm still here at 74. That is something considering that the average lifespan in this country was less than 50, just 120 years ago. I walk, run, every day with a 100-pound dog. That is certainly something not too many people of my age can say. I even do yoga, though now on my own. I miss the community sessions in the local recreation center and can only hope they can soon resume. However, that depends on the course of our pandemic. And why do I give thanks to you? Well, you could be the person who helped load the milk into the truck that brought it to the store where I bought it to put into the coffee on the table beside me. You could be the one who led me through the procedure that ensured that the security program on this computer was put in right. You could be the one who, years ago, designed the comfortable sofa I'm speaking from now. You could be the one who controls the machines which made my running shoes. You could be someone who lives in my neighborhood or someone on the other side of the planet. I depend on all of you. Hasn't the pandemic made that clear? I live in a great house, a perfect writer's cottage. I don't know if I will be able to be here much longer as I have problems meeting my bills. I might do better if I move to another place. But why do I have financial challenges? That is simple. I pursued my dreams and have lived the most incredible life. However, that life left me with a small pension and one annuity. If it were not for the annuity, I would be in even worse shape. Besides, that annuity makes me contribute to the present-day students of a graduate school that made an enormous difference in my career. My situation is a result of my choices. We all make our choices, some good, some bad, some indifferent. However, we also have things fall upon us. I lost the love of my life, one found only as I was reaching 40, just a decade later, even though we were exactly the same age. Had he not passed away, I would be living in Paris now. Yet it is because he was gone, and I was half lost, that I applied for and became the president of Thanksgiving. Yes, I moved to Dallas, a very different place for someone who was used to the international life. But this community has taught me so much. For one, it brought out the fact that in our present-day world, the local is the global, and the global is the local. They are doing things differently from what I did at Thanksgiving Square now, but like the grandmother I am, I just enjoy what the grandchildren are doing. And incredibly, I have come to realize that I really do take pleasure in their messages and in their events. After all, I am deep into something else, putting out the novels I have written during my life, ones which would have kept me out of incredible United Nations missions or becoming the head of Thanksgiving if they had seen the light of day before they did. So, as I watch the sun gently warm my half-wild but organic back garden, one which attracts worms, butterflies, and bees. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving, one where you can smile at your half-filled glass. After all, we all yearn for some things that we do not have, but we can also look at the things we have. And those of you who can listen to me on your computers or your smartphones, you know that your glass is much bigger than that of so many others on this little planet we all share.